Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, July 27th, 2020. I'm Rich Strappolino. Garmin announced it began restoring limited functionality to Garmin Connect after suffering an outage that began on July 22nd. Garmin Connect can now display activity details and uploads, register devices, show the dashboard, produce reports and segments. On Garmin's Strava service, Strava Beacon integration is working, but segments, routes, and uploaded activities can only be queued to sync. A Garmin employee speaking to Bleeping Computer said the outage was caused by Wasted Locker ransomware, with the attacker asking for a $10 million ransom. Amazon's Jeff Bezos, Apple's Tim Cook, and Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg were scheduled to testify before the House Judiciary Antitrust Committee on July 27th. This was postponed for a private memorial and public viewing of U.S. Representative and civil rights leader John Lewis. Axios reports that, according to sources, the rescheduled session will take place on July 29th. Alphabet CEO Sundar Pichai announced that Google will extend its work-from-home policy until at least July 2021. This extends to Google's roughly 200,000 full-time and contract employees in its major office in Mountain View, California, as well as other offices in the U.S., U.K., India, and Brazil. Google has partially reopened some smaller offices in countries relatively unaffected by the COVID-19 pandemic, including Australia, Greece, and Thailand. Two former Twitter employees tell Reuters that more than 1,000 employees and contractors had access to internal tools as of early 2020 that could change user account settings and hand control to others, including contractors like Cognizant that work with Twitter. Twitter says it's seeking a new head of security, working to better secure its systems and train employees on resisting tricks from outsiders. Following the European Court of Justice's ruling that invalidated the EU-US Data Protection Shield framework, the European Data Protection Board published that transfers on the basis of this legal framework are illegal, with no regulatory grace period. The regulator warns that entities wishing to transfer EU personal data to the US will need to use alternative mechanisms like standard contractual clauses or binding corporate rules, both of which require upfront assessments to determine if the entity can meet the legal requirements to protect data from US surveillance. The National Basketball Association is using Microsoft Teams' new Together mode to create a virtual experience for fans during live games, using AI to segment faces and shoulders to recreate the experience of being at the venue. Fans will be able to watch a live feed of the game within Teams and see other fans at the same time. A new report from Counterpoint Research shows that smartphone sales in China fell 70% of the year in Q2, but that compared to Q1, sales increased 9%. Huawei increased its market share in the quarter to 46% and still grew sales 14% of the year. Apple was the fastest growing OEM in the quarter, increasing sales 32% of the year. Vivo, Oppo, and Xiaomi saw sales decrease 29%, 31%, and 35% respectively. In Q2, 33% of smartphones sold were 5G enabled. A new report on game streaming from Stream Elements and the stream analytics firm Arsenal showed that Twitch streaming in Q2 grew 56% from Q1, peaking at 1.8 billion hours watched in April and surpassing 5 billion hours in the quarter. In June, streaming hours watched on Twitch increased 60% on the year. Meanwhile, Facebook Gaming saw streaming in June up 200% of the year to 334 million hours. In Q2, Facebook Gaming streams were up 75% from Q1. The report also found that the top four Twitch streamers and top 10 on Facebook Gaming come from outside the U.S. Just Chatting content was the most watched in the quarter, up 94% from Q1. The top three games in Q2 were League of Legends, Grand Theft Auto V, and Fortnite. Last month, India banned 59 Chinese smartphone apps, including TikTok. India Today now reports that, according to sources, an additional 47 apps have been banned. These apps were mostly clones of the already banned apps that would let Indian users still access those services, things like TikTok Lite. The Indian Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology is also reportedly reviewing over 250 Chinese apps for any user privacy or national security violations, including the popular game PUBG. And finally, Qualcomm announced Quick Charge 5, which it claims is 70% faster than Quick Charge 4 and supports 100-watt smartphone charging. The new charging tech uses 12 separate voltage, current, and temperature protections and runs about 10 degrees Celsius cooler than the old Quick Charge 4. Quick Charge 5 cables will be backwards compatible with earlier versions, and it supports USB power delivery and USB Type-C. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.